This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The Supreme Court today has overruled Roe versus Wade, eliminating the constitutional right to an abortion after almost 50 years.
There's no point in saying good morning, because it certainly is not one.
Oh, this is the worst day of my life.
The worst day of your life so far.
Listen, it's a heartbreaking betrayal of half of the country. Sorry, I'm getting... You know, watching the women there, it's emotional.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I call on everyone, no matter how deeply they care about this decision, to keep all protests peaceful.
I don't want you to freak out.
I'm freaking out.
Into the streets.
Into the streets.
Peaceful, peaceful, peaceful. No intimidation.
No matter how they try and stop us, the hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That's the number. We're here at Cape Gunworks for one more hour. Come on down. Come on down, get your picture taken with me and Grace. Buy one of our T-shirts. Make gas cheap again, or let's go, Brandon. I signed a dollar bill for a lawyer. Let's go, Brandon. Someone brought me a copy of a book, The Purple Shamrock, The Honorable James Michael Curley of Boston, a first edition about Grace's great-grandfather. That's right. Anyway, people are asking us. Don't have any petitions to repeal the illegal alien driver's license law that was just overridden over the governor's veto. But we should have them soon. They will be they'll be collecting signatures all up, across the state. Down here, it'll be at a lot of market baskets. I was talking to Adam Lang about it earlier today. And they're going to have a Turning Point USA summit, Faith Forward Summit 2 tomorrow, Monument Beach Sportsman's Club from 1 to 4 p.m. in Buzzards Bay. So check it out. And again, they'll be United Cape Patriots. They'll be collecting a lot of the signatures down here on the Cape. We're going to have a town hall meeting. Jeff Deal is going to be the candidate for governor on the Republican side. He's going to be taking over the show at 6 o'clock tonight after Grace and I leave. And we had Chris Doty, his opponent, did the town hall meeting on the show in the last hour on Monday. So now Jeff's got equal time. And so stand by. Hang on to listen to that. Jeff Deal will be speaking. I'm sure he'll be talking a lot about the decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, and also the Supreme Court decision yesterday on guns, which is probably going to that one, unlike Roe v. Wade, is going to impact Massachusetts, because the law here in this state is going to be challenged. 844-500-4242. Right now, it is it's time for the Chump Line.
I sense a summer of love coming.
Brandon told them to be peaceful, peaceful, peaceful. Is that anything like the mostly peaceful George Floyd riots of two summers ago?
Overturning Roe v. Wade, Donald Trump's fault, in 3, 2, 1.
He's already done it. He mentioned Trump's name for the first time in months. Just now, when he said he blamed it on his three justices. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
Joe Biden said he wishes he had never resigned from the Supreme Court.
Yeah. You know, I think early on it was suggested that maybe they could get rid of Kamala Harris as vice president by nominating her for the Supreme Court. But I don't think that was really ever in the cards. Once people heard her speak extemporaneously a couple of times.
I am not tired of winning, but I'm betting Brandon's tired of losing.
You know, it's tough for him. It's tough for Brandon. The bad news is he keeps losing. The good news is 10 minutes later, he can't remember.
Before Brandon, I was retired, living on a fixed income. But now it seems like my income is broken, not fixed anymore. Thanks, Brandon.
See, you thought you were too old to work. Now Brandon's president, you don't have any choice.
Iramir, did you hear about Paul Pelosi's trouble with a misdemeanor? I read my problem involved a miscopecny.
Did you see that? You know, he had it was it's even worse. There was apparently a passenger in the car that they haven't identified yet. That's one problem. Another problem is he had just had cataract surgery. So you're 82 years old. You've had cataract surgery and you're drunk as a skunk. What could possibly go wrong when you're in your Porsche? And the last thing he did was, he was stopped by the California Highway Patrol, CHIPS. And so they asked for his identification card. And according to TMZ, he pulled out a card showing that he was a member of the board that provided scholarships for CHIPS children. Which is just another way of saying, do you know who I am?
I went to the grocery store yesterday and I got confused. So I pulled out my handy cheat sheet. You enter store. You pick out groceries. You bring groceries to register. You pay for groceries. And you exit store, get in car, and drive home.
I've got a couple of more live reads coming up with the word you in them, and I'll be yelling them out as I was doing yesterday after the cheat sheet showed up on the online.
We received a message earlier today that said, you will go to Cape Gunworks today. You will listen to the Chump Line. You will laugh.
I'll just mention it. I have to read this again. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time? There you go. We'll do that again at the end of the Chump Line.
Hey, Joey, when the Titanic sank, the wind was dead calm. Kind of like a metaphor for your green wind energy.
I'm kind of hazy after all these years, but the rhyme of the Ancient Mariner, isn't it about a guy who has a problem with no wind in the sea? I think I could be wrong, but Joe Biden told us once you get out into the open ocean, the wind is blowing all the time. And the sun is always up too. It's an amazing thing. The only thing you got to worry about is sailing off the end of the earth.
The wind that far out in the ocean is always blowing.
Always.
It's not like it just every once in a while, like you'd wait on shore, where you have to deal with battery storage, storing technology, etc. It's always blowing.
Can we quote you on that, Mr. President?
Hey, Joey, when the Titanic sank...
After today's SCOTUS ruling, there are a lot of Americans in pain. but no one more so than Brandon, laboring to regurgitate multi-syllable words from the teleprompter.
That's a recurring pain that he has every day. Every day. Today the word that tripped him up was consensus. It came out consequence.
Hey.
Why do the Democrats want to make guns and abortion the peak issues of 2022? Because it's the economy, stupid.
Yeah. It's not going to work out for them, though. You know? You can't get away from the I did that stickers on the gas pumps.
Come on, man. I can't believe that Thurgood Thomas and the rest of the Supremes think the Second Amendment ensures concealed carry. How the hell do you conceal carry a musket?
Thurgood Thomas. That's a good one.
With today's Roe versus Wade decision, we as a nation are very quickly going to see if there is a supply chain shortage of blue hair dye.
You know, the amazing thing, though, is that now everybody on the left knows what a woman is. Again, I know that's been mentioned over and over again, but it bears repeating. No one's saying that you have to be a biologist to know who can get pregnant and who can't.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. every weekday. The chump line number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time every weekday. If you didn't hear your message, you just like to hear a second chump line of the day, that would be Chopped Chumps. Those are the messages we didn't use for this chump line. Chopped Chumps is available around 7 p.m. every weeknight Eastern Time. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Okay, we're going to do a little Brandon style here. I'm going to give you the word here at Cape Gunworks, and you're going to say you, right? Okay? It's like a live rock performance, right? Today's chump line is brought to
you
by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time
you
had someone audit your insurance to see if
you are
getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help
you
save
you
money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
I went to the grocery store yesterday and I got confused, so I pulled out my handy cheat sheet. You enter store. You pick out groceries. You bring groceries to register. You pay for groceries. And you exit store, get in car, and drive home.
We can keep this going for a little while longer, actually. Now I got to read my spot for my pillow. As
you
know, Mike Lindell and our friends at My Pillow have a passion for helping Howie Carr listeners like
you get
the best sleep of your lives. They didn't stop when they created the best pillow. My Pillow has done it again with the most incredible My Slippers. I have a pair, and life is so good when I'm wearing them. And now, for a limited time,
you can
save up to $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale won't last long, so order yours today by using the promo code Howie when
you go
to the radio listeners square at MyPillow.com. MyPillow took over 2 years to develop what I like to call heaven for your feet. What's really cool is that my slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Your feet are just waiting to meet MyPillow's quality leather suede plus foam and impact gel, which helps prevent fatigue. This offer won't last forever. Get your $90 off right now. It puts it under $50. Call 800-658-4965 and use the code Howie or go to mypillow.com. Click on the radio listener's square and don't forget to use the code Howie. We'll love it. I'm Howie Carr.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
The call of love. Okay. Thank you. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will there be widespread looting and rioting tonight?
I'm going to say no.
I hope you're right. I hope there's not.
21% say no.
Because people have also considered the fact that it's, with the price of gasoline so high, it's going to be harder and harder to bus in the rent-a-mobs that they were using during the George Floyd riots.
Now those Molotov cocktails have...
That's right. That's another thing, too. Those two lawyers in New York that threw the Molotov cocktails through the police cars in Brooklyn in 2020, they probably couldn't even afford to do it now. I hadn't even thought about that, Taylor. Thanks for mentioning that. What is this here, Grace?
Taylor, did you see this thing from Anna Navarro on CNN?
I'm not sure.
I'll send it to you on Twitter, but she's talking about how her family has a lot of disabilities in it and that she's using that as an argument towards why Roe versus Wade shouldn't be overturned. It's very, very strange.
So she wants her family dead?
You should just listen to the cut. I just sent it to you.
It's a cut. Okay,
yeah.
We'll check it out. We'll see. 844-500-4242. Just looking at some stories that are up today as well, and Clarence Thomas. Yesterday was I think his 74th birthday, or today is his 74th birthday. And he's got a book out, or he wrote it with this friend of his, Michael Pack, Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in His Own Words. And it's pretty amazing how liberal policies have killed black communities. And he was asked about he grew up in Savannah. Did you know that he grew up speaking Gullah? It's a black dialect on the coast of South Carolina and Georgia. It's English, but it's different. It's like the difference between Creole and French, Gullah, it's called. There are very few left, but he's one of the last speakers. He grew up until he was five speaking Gullah. And then he moved to Savannah. The Savannah I return to, he said, is not the Savannah I grew up in. There are good parts. You're free to move about. You don't have the segregation, but you've got pathologies that we didn't have before. You've got crime we didn't have before. You've got the disintegration of families that you didn't have before, disorders that you didn't have before. And they were things that were avoidable. You didn't have to do that to poor people, and it's just heartbreaking. Something has changed, so it's kind of hard to go back. This is Clarence Thomas talking about this. My grandfather would always talk about, how do you help people without turning them into wards of the state, turning them into people who don't want to help themselves? He would have this line, you help people help themselves. This is really a good piece. I'll read more. When we come back, we're going to do Police Blotter Facts Friday. Come on down. We're going to be here for another half hour. Cape Gunworks in Hyannis. Come on and visit us. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show, everyone. Give yourselves a round of applause. We are at Cape Gunworks in Hyannis. We're having a lovely time, and it's that time on a Friday. You know what time it is. It's time for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Why do you still read the newspaper?
I like to keep up on local news, like the police blotter.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, the duly authorized organization swings into action.
A fax! A fax is coming through! Oh, yeah, a fax!
Here's the kind of adventure you've been waiting to hear. Hard-boiled action and mystery.
So stand by for trouble and suspense.
Stand by for adventure. Thank you.
Yes, and Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by the 110 Grill. Warm weather is finally here, and that means you can enjoy great food and cocktails on one of their beautiful patios throughout the Northeast. To find a location near you, go to 110grill.com.
And by the way, I was taking care of business here, signing some T-shirts and books down here at Cape Gunworks. We had a great, great time here this afternoon, and would like to thank Barbie Ann's restaurant next door to Cape Gunworks. They brought in some great food. It's gone now, but if you'd gotten here earlier, guys, you would have had a nice spread from Barbie Ann's, and we appreciate them giving us the food.
Yeah, and because the last segment today is going to be for a crossover, we are going to do the winners in this as well, but just before we do that, before the show ends today, you still have time to go to CapeGunworks.com and get their full annual individual membership for $250 with no initiation fee. That's a value of $475. So make sure you go to CapeGunworks.com and click on the Howie and Grace Get the Deal. And are you ready for the runners-up, Howie?
Yes, I am ready
for
the
runners-up. They are going to win.
And by the way, if you want to get into this contest next week, just send everything to Grace at HowieCarShow.com.
Yes, and that's where I also get a lot of hate mail, so it's kind of a two-for-one. And if you want to send those in, and you could win a Kennedy Babylon Edition 1 is what we're going to do today. Okay, first runner-up. Jacksonville man charged with stealing street
this
sweeper.
This would be Florida?
Yes.
Why is he called Jacksonville Man? He should be called Florida Man. Jacksonville, North Carolina, it could be. It's confusing the listeners, the readers.
Would you like me to take some artistic license here?
Call him Florida Man.
Florida Man charged with stealing street sweeper after muddy takedown. A Florida man has been charged with the armed carjacking of a street sweeper. This happened in Flagler County.
A street sweeper is not a car. Objection, Your Honor. I move for an immediate dismissal of the charges against my client.
Deputies ultimately arrested 18-year-old Sterling Orlando Davis Jones after a three-hour pursuit.
Sterling Orlando Davis Jones.
Yes.
Four names.
All right, next one. Bizarre moment, naked man dances on top of patrol car. In front of baffled cops along Hollywood's Walk of Fame before
baffled. They were baffled.
Befuddled, perplexed, flummoxed even. Before being arrested for vandalism, a man was filmed dancing naked on top of a police car by Hollywood's iconic Walk of Fame in L.A., where, by the way, nothing good happens. I've been there before. It's not a very nice area. The 38-year-old man climbed atop the cruiser near the intersection and ignored requests by police to get down. Four officers can be surrounding the car as Benny Martinez proceeds to stamp his feet while shouting profanities followed by, "Do you hear me?
Do you know who I am?
Won't nobody help me."
Did he have a card saying he contributed to the CHIPS College Scholarship Fund? Like Paul Pelosi did.
All right, next one. Dog accidentally turns on stovetop, sparking house fire.
They're just a human being.
This is, you know, I've had big dogs and I've had small dogs. There are a lot of advantages I've come to learn to having a small dog. A small dog can never turn on the stove accidentally.
Yeah, a dog accidentally started a house fire while its owners were gone. Security video from inside the house showed the dog standing on its hind legs and leaning against the stove. The dog's paw turned on the stovetop. By the way, off topic here, but did you see which dog won the...
A bloodhound.
Yeah, and you know what his name was?
What?
Trumpet. Isn't that an adorable name for a dog? trumpet.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything. A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
There's going to be a January 6th committee to discover how Trumpet was elected.
What?
Best dog in the show.
Well, oh, why? Because he wasn't a pug? Is that his
biggest thing? No, because his name was Trumpet.
He's so cute.
Come on, Grace.
And you know who? You know what this dog's name was?
Trumpet.
No, that's the dog who won the Westminster show.
The dog that set the fire.
Yeah, the dog who
Sparky.
Set the fire. No. Actually, yeah, that's a good one. You know what? Yeah, that was his name. Suspicious wife who was angered by husband's fresh haircut files for divorce. One of the guys just goes, ugh.
I get threatened with that whenever I shave completely.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Rebecca Jean Cannon was arrested this past Saturday at her home in Oxford Oaks. It was her third arrest in alleged violence toward her husband. Mrs. Cannon was angered this past June 13th when she and her children arrived home from a trip. She became suspicious because her husband, sporting a fresh haircut, was already home from work and planning to go out to dinner at Bonefish Bar and Grill in the Villages.
Another Villages story. How old were these people?
41.
Isn't that kind of young to be in the Villages?
She also threw his phone into a toilet in the guest bathroom. And
there's a lot of that going on in Florida.
What, phones in the toilet?
The phone's being thrown down. There was a candidate for governor of Massachusetts who had his phone thrown away. I won't mention any names. He's no longer with us. He came from this part of the state.
It's just so inconvenient. Then you have to spend the whole next day at the phone store.
Plus, you also have to, you're going through the weeds looking for it, and your neighbors are driving by, and they say, "What's he doing in the weeds?"
Something's afoot. woman naked from waist down claimed snakes ate her pants.
Where's Randy?
A woman found naked from the waist down told Pennsylvania police that snakes had eaten her pants.
All those trouser snakes again, huh?
Responding last Thursday afternoon to multiple 911 calls about a half-dressed woman walking in the middle of the road, cops found Gloria Harple naked from the waist down, and she was rambling. She initially said...
She was rambling speaking or just... She was a rambling guy, rambling man.
She initially said that she had put her pants in a storm drain before contending that snakes had eaten them. So she couldn't get her story straight. Was it the storm drain or was it the snakes? Won't nobody help make me. Chicago man with jiu-jitsu black belt pins alleged thief who punched 7-Eleven worker. This is a feel-good story, actually. A Chicago man with a third-degree Gracie jiu-jitsu black belt pinned an alleged thief who attacked a 7-Eleven employee last week and waited for police to arrive.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Idris
Them cats was fast as lightning.
Idris Redzovic, who has 22 years of jiu-jitsu training, was at the 7-Eleven buying Slurpees for his kids when he noticed a man harassing patrons outside the store. He waited until he saw the man connect and hit the employee in the head, and that's when he stepped in, and he flattened him like a pancake. These are his words. These are his words. He flattened him like a pancake, and then I tied him up like a pretzel in a position called gift wrapped or twisting arm control.
In fact, it was a little bit frightening.
Sounds frightening. New York
City Kung Flu. My question is, do you think that's wrong? Kung Flu.
Doesn't Sean Hannity do jiu-jitsu?
I think he does, yes.
New York City man tracks down his stolen $400,000 Rolls Royce and snatches it back.
Oh, I saw this. This was on Staten Island.
Another feel-good story.
Your district city councilor, Joe Borelli's area.
Yeah, burglars broke into an upscale Staten Island home, swiped car keys, and drove off with a $400,000 Rolls-Royce convertible until its owner beat them at their own game. So what happened here was the crooks took a rock and threw it through the first floor window of the high-end home. Then they stole the car, but the car had this thing on it where you could shut down the ignition from the key. So he had a key where he shut down the ignition. They couldn't figure out how to get it back and running, and then he went back and took the car back. He snatched it back.
I guess there was no reason to call the cops because they wouldn't have been arrested anyway because it wasn't a violent crime. By the way, do we have that cut? Can we play the cut of before we leave tonight of Eric Adams, how he screwed things up? Speaking of New York City, have you got cut 35 there?
I was going to say, yeah. Sinners.
Right. That's right. You feel the energy. I keep telling people all the time, you bet on New York, you're going to lose all your money.
I don't think that's what he meant to say. The mayor of New York, you bet on New York, you're going to lose all your money. I'd still take him over at de Blasio, but just barely.
Just barely. All right, here are the two winners. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Alligator named Karen avoids charges after being involved in a car chase.
An alligator named Karen? How do you know it's named Karen?
What do you mean? How do you know anybody's name? That's just his name.
That's his name?
Yeah, he's just a human being.
What is he, a transgender?
It happened on Saturday when the Lake County Sheriff's Office says a patrol sergeant saw a vehicle traveling at a high speed and tried to pull the driver over. The driver fled in his car, and sheriff's deputies, as well as the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, were led on a brief car chase. Yes.
This is very confusing. An alligator in Michigan named Karen?
The 40-year-old driver's car ended up stuck between two trees, and he was arrested. While the driver was taken into custody, the alligator, named Karen, attempted to flee the scene, the department said. However, after a short scuffle, deputies apprehended her.
So it was a pet alligator?
Yeah. People like to have these pet alligators. And
no,
they
it
put
was
them
a
in
passenger
back.
In an Uber, Howie.
I'm just trying to figure. I can't. I'm not used to. I'm used to alligators in Florida. Or maybe coastal Georgia, but not in Michigan.
People like.
I didn't know there were Great Lake alligators.
People like to buy alligators and put them in a bathtub when they're babies, and then they get really big and out of control. It's an American pastime, like baseball. Drunk Colorado man steals officer's Dodge Durango patrol car and responds to a domestic violence call before. A car
they
chase.
They couldn't get a social worker to respond to the call?
Jeremiah James Taylor was arrested early Monday
James
morning.
James Taylor. I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
This happened in Colorado. So he drove it around town, and then he responded to a 911 call for domestic violence. He was arrested over 2 hours later after leading cops on a 110-mile-per-hour chase. He allegedly crashed the cruiser after driving recklessly on the highway. He was arrested in the woods, armed with a knife, after police deployed a taser and opened fire when he refused
to... Don't tase me, bro! Don't tase me!
This story...
Did he have an alligator in the car?
I was just going to say, all we needed in this story was an alligator, and it would be the most perfect, insane police blotter I've ever heard. Imagine you call 911 and this guy shows up in the cruiser.
If I stole a police car, I wouldn't know how to... I would be listening to the scanner, but I wouldn't know how to respond. I mean, how did he figure out that he... And how did he answer the call? How come no one else answered the call?
That's a really good question.
There are a lot of unanswered questions.
Who would you rather have answer the call? That guy in the picture or Karen the alligator? She'd have a hard time getting there with her short little arms.
Yeah, I think I'd rather have the alligator. Karen the alligator. Okay. Is that it, Grace?
That's it for Police Blotter Facts Friday, brought to you by 110 Grill, and thank you to Cape Gunworks for having us here.
Okay, and thank you very much to Cape Gunworks. Thank everybody here. We'll be back in a little bit. I don't have a spot to read this time, so I can't. I guess my Joe Biden days are.
You can give him one more if you want. Get ready, guys.
Okay.
He's getting ready.
We loved having. Here today at Cape Gunworks. Thank
you
very much. I'm Howie Carr.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break. He's fighting for the little guy.
Ask him to go in there with all they've got. Win just one for the Kipper.
He's Howie Carr.
Okay, 844-500-4242. Again, thanks to everybody from Cape Gunworks and who showed up today. We appreciate it. We had a good time. Thank you. Thanks for coming out. And take advantage of the deal here for get the membership, to annual membership to Cape Gunworks. You got a few minutes left to get that. All right. So we had Chris Doty on Monday, the Republican candidate for governor. He made the ballot for the September primary, and his opponent is going to be Jeff Deal, the former state rep from Whitman. And so we're offering Jeff an hour this evening, the last hour of the show after Grace and I leave. And so I wanted to do the crossover with Jeff Deal, and to see what do you got planned, Jeff, for this hour. You're going to be talking, I'm sure, about the two Supreme Court decisions that have come down this week, or the three actually, the one in Maine regarding the religious schools as well. What are you going to be talking about?
Well, Howie, thanks first of all for letting me have the last hour. And actually, Leah Allen is with me. She's you know her. She's my lieutenant governor candidate. She's going to be covering a good portion of that hour because.
No, Jeff, the deal is she's not, because otherwise then we'd have to put on Doty's person. It's either going to be you for the hour by yourself, and you can have her in there, but you got to be there for the hour.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so that's it. So you'll be there for the hour, and you'll be taking calls from anybody about So it's going to be Mara Healey is going to be the Democratic nominee for governor. She doesn't have an opponent anymore.
Well, I actually thought I had, you know, two Democratic opponents, and then one dropped out. But then I just heard Chris Doty's statement on the Roe v. Wade decision today. I feel like I have a second Democrat now back in the race again. He said that he wants that abortion is safe, legal, and codified into law here in Massachusetts, and that he doesn't seek to make any changes, even though. We've had a ballot question that we tried to get to. Even Charlie Baker wanted to get rid of that late-term infanticide when babies who have survived abortion. So, you know, after voting for Hillary in 16, I thought Doty couldn't go more Democrat, but I guess he is. So that's a little bit what we'll be talking about today. And like you mentioned, New York with the Supreme Court now allowing people to have their not having to have a license to carry, that certainly will have an impact here in Massachusetts.
There'll be court challenges fairly soon, I would think, against these towns that aren't issuing the permits.
Yeah. In fact, actually, I was just down at Cape Gunworks about a week or so ago with Toby recording one of his shows that he does there, and ended up picking an extra 22 rifle up for my girls to start practicing with. So say hi to Toby and the crowd there for me before you go.
Okay, Jeff Deal will be handling it. If you want to talk to Jeff Deal about anything, 844-500-4242. He'll be there for the next hour. I'm Howie Carr.